program at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me in this hour, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio and Jennifer Horn from CRN Digital in Los Angeles. Both ladies have similar political points of view, not similar experiences in life. Maria has four children and is a busy business owner. Jennifer, I don't know whether you consider, did your father give you ownership credit at CRN Digital?
He doesn't give me ownership credit, no. But, you know, it's a family company. I intend to run it someday, so.
Management credit, right?
Right.
Apparently, I get management credit, yes.
Right.
And I get the late-night phone calls. We have a network off the air. So that counts, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely counts, right. And you could bump your old man off. Maybe I'll help you, and you could get full control of it. Have you seen the will?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Seen the will, yeah.
You've seen the will.
I have seen the will. Yeah. But, I kind of like my dad. I'll keep him around for a while, but I will be a media mogul.
Really?
In addition, yes.
Good. Boy, you'll be very attractive.
Early retirement.
More attractive then than you are now, even, when you control that vast empire, that media empire. So have you, Maria, figured out what happens to your business if you decide you're not around or, let's say, you don't make it?
I have an exit strategy. You should never start a business without an exit strategy.
My exit strategy is that I'm going to get planted on the back hill. That'll be my exit strategy.
What's your exit strategy for the show? Rich?
Nah. I'll be around longer than he'll be around. It's actually something interesting because I am planning the next move. As a matter of fact, over the next couple of days, I have some really important discussions, and this month will be very critical in how the future is sort of planned and shaped and put together for this program, which is now in its 24th year. And one of the things that we have agreed to, all of us, except I don't know that you've been involved in this conversation, Maria, is to continue I believe the record was 34 years for a morning program. The old Don McNeil Breakfast Club was on the air for 34 years. And so I decided, and everybody else concurred, whether everybody else sticks around or not, remains to be seen. Cast of characters here has been pretty stable over the last, Jennifer, you've been around 5 years. Maria, you've been, what, 3, 4 years? How long have you been?
Yeah, Maria was here when I started.
Maria was here when you started, really?
Yeah, I was.
She's been around longer than that, 6 years. Anyway, the group that's here is pretty stable. And I would expect it to stay that way. The core of what people are interested in and what we do is really the future. That is where there is much spoken word. I don't want to get too inside, but a lot of spoken word formats are either stagnant or going backwards. The sorts of things that we talk about and the way that we talk about them and the kind of the general attitude we have toward life are what people want. It's sort of been what I think as an observer of not only this business, but of life. It's been what most people wanted anyway. But because, frankly, I didn't do a very good job over the years promoting what the program was about. I just sort of left. What is the old expression from the baseball game? Build it and they will come. With a baseball movie. What was the name of that movie? The field.
It was called
Field of Dreams. Thank you, Michael. Mm-hmm. Yeah, build it and they will come. Well, that happened there. But in this business, it works differently. You have to make a little more noise. I'm not real great at making a lot of noise about myself and or the program, but that needs to change somewhat. And it will, if I have a couple of the right marriages here. I'm trying to put together a polygamistic approach to broadcasting, Maria.
There you go. It works in Utah.
That's what I've heard, right?
We'll Nevada,
be number one.
Actually.
Is it Nevada or Utah? Where is it?
I think it's Nevada is where they all move. That's where the That's where the Cody family
The sister moved. Wife, right. Yeah. The sister wife guy moved to.
All right, so that brings me around to something that I have always wanted. Thank you for opening the door. If you could marry more than once and keep the person that you have, I'm going to start with Jennifer, though. And this is food for thought for all of you. Let's say you get married next year or the year after, Jennifer, and you like the person to whom you are married.
Okay.
It's an okay relationship. But somebody else comes along and you like him better and would like, or maybe just as much, and would like to spend time with him, not at the expense of your current husband.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of that? What would you do? Would you marry twice? If you could marry twice and keep the first husband? Or does it
do
depend?
I have kids?
Well, you might have children, yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
If I have kids, I would probably just refrain. If I didn't have kids, then sure, why not? Throw another husband in the fire. Why not?
It's like throwing another log in the fire.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
All right, so Maria, what about you? And you, you're in a situation, you've been married for what, 20 years?
20 years, yes.
20 years, okay. So what do you do?
Longer than Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's a spider gets married longer than Kim Kardashian. So what do you do if somebody else comes, if you live in a place like Utah or Nevada or whatever, where it's allowable to have more than one spouse? See, it's always the man who can marry more than one. I don't know that women...
I like how you're thinking. So we get to pick, and
you get
they
pick.
Have to be our staff
yes,
of men.
Yeah, you have to pick. You don't have to, but you do pick.
You know, I don't think I want the burden of being married to two men. Like, I don't want the financial burden of being married to two people.
Forget that. I don't want the emotional burden. I changed my mind. I don't want two husbands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't want the responsibility of two husbands,
one.
But if there was another, if I had the option of keeping the one around, and yeah, I'd probably have two.
You would? Just
yeah.
two?
It totally goes against my Catholic beliefs, though. I just want to put that disclaimer in
much
there.
Much of your life, that's why you have so much guilt, is because much of your life goes against
I don't
Catholic.
Have any guilt.
Guilt, Catholic guilt.
Aye. Such a generalization.
I know it is. It's kind of like Jewish guilt. The same kind of stuff. All right, so anyway, the idea, though, is an interesting premise. The folks who are listening right now, many of them will spend their day dreaming. You know how you go buy a lottery ticket and you spend the day dreaming what you're going to do with all that money? So now we've just given you license to go out, use your imagination, and think about your living. This is for ladies, mm-hmm. not for men. This is for ladies. Think about whether you would exercise your rights to marry more than one husband if you lived in, again, whatever the state is, Utah or Nevada. If you did, maybe it would even be fun to think of who you would like to have as your second husband. Maybe it's somebody you don't know now, someone you dream about.
This is a dangerous game, you know.
I think it's
yeah,
a wonderful
no, I know exactly.
life, a great yeah. game. Somebody asked me last night... which it wasn't a question that I've actually had thrown at me quite the way it was thrown at me. What do you think, this person asked me, what do you think you deserve in life in terms of a mate? And my response, the first line of the response was, what I deserve is what I desire. Are they interchangeable in your mind? What do you deserve for a mate in life? Do you deserve what you desire? And do you have what you desire? Therefore, do you have what you deserve? I would say the answer to that question with both Maria and Jennifer would be no.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you're not speaking for Maria, and she may not want to answer the question.
You know, I'm trying to figure that out because I think I'm not always content mm-hmm. with my husband.
Right.
And I think that just happens after 20 years. But I think I married the person I wanted to marry.
At that time in your life?
Right.
If it was today, would you marry him now?
I had a very short list of qualifications, and looking back, he fit every single one of them.
You had a check off? Oh, my God, that's horrible. So
but
it's not love.
It
how do you have love with somebody you check
down.
Them off on a list?
Things I knew that I wanted in life.
Shoes.
Sometimes you don't speak your goals.
I have news for you, buddy. Every woman has a list, whether they acknowledge it on paper or not.
Yeah,
every
men
woman
do?
Has. And you do, too. Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
After I was asked, what do I deserve, I did. I wrote down on a piece of paper, and I don't usually do that, what it is that I want, what I desire, and what I deserve.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I think everybody ought to do that.
I think that Jennifer is going to have the same problem finding a man that I found.
Yeah,
and I think that's because men want to marry women they can take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard for women like Jennifer and I who are independent.
Right.
And we give off this karma that we don't need to be taken care of when, in fact, we probably do. And we
probably
long
for that.
Well,
what does it mean to take care of? I don't want to take care of somebody, but I'd like to love somebody. I don't want to take care of
my nature like someone that they like that damsel in distress a little bit. Uh-huh. And I think Maria and I see that in a lot of women in, you know, that want to be powerful women see that as of showing vulnerability to the world. And we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, right, exactly. But I think at the end of the day, we would like someone.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love
to call the plumber for us, you know?
Yeah, take out the trash without me having to say, could you help me out and take out the trash? You know, come on.
So, I have women, Jennifer, I have women in my office who I'll say to them, oh my gosh, I got to call the electrician or something. And they're like, why would you do that? Why would you even let your husband know you know how to do that?
Great.
Like, they play this game.
Well, you know how to pick up the phone and dial a number on the phone, for heaven's sakes?
No, but some women just, they want to be taken care of, too. Mm-hmm. But I just think Jennifer's going to have a hard time finding a husband because either that, you're either going to find someone that you're going to totally, is going to be dependent upon you and that you're going to have to enable. You're going to be like an enabler for them.
Yeah, see, I found that, and I don't like that. So that's, yeah. No.
But I think you're going to attract that whether you believe you will or not. Even if you don't want to, that's the type of guy that's going to be attracted to you because you're so independent.
If you are looking for the perfect outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or your annual holiday card, for over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is the perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. That isn't an expression I've heard for a long time. They've been celebrating the gift of children for 30 years at Heartstrings. They are extraordinarily well-known for their great selection of brother-sister coordinates. Heartstrings is the perfect children's apparel choice for Sunday, portraits, parties, holidays, that kind of cool stuff. I'm just trying to imagine you when you were younger, Jennifer. Or even, actually, I'm trying to imagine Roberta or Maria in this. I am brought back to the days when I was, what, 9, 10? Is that what this is for children that are that age, right? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in that vicinity? Isn't that right? If you go to heartstrings.com, you see the children, it's just kind of a neat thing to remember back to that. This is unique, high-quality children's apparel, first-class American clothing. Great holiday gifts as well. So would you like to find out how to get some of this? I bet you would, now that I've brought it up. Okay, here's what you do. You can shop at a Heartstring store near you, help you kick off your holiday shopping season. They're going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount, 10% off your order, and free shipping. Go to heartstrings.com, H-A-R-T-S-T-R-I-N-G-S, heartstrings.com, and use the code DOUG10. Got it? DOUG10. Get 10% off your purchase, free shipping as well. For news on all the latest Heartstrings sales, go to heartstrings.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, heartstrings.com. DOUG10 is the code for 10% off.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HelpUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Carrie.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
to
incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle?
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. Right.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
The end of the Civil War was near and quite accidentally. Who sneezed, abruptly seized retreat and reversed into victory. His medal of honor pleased and thrilled his proud little family.
It was since we heard this.
Some blood was
that theme from the television program F Troop. F Troop. The actor who was in it, celebrating his 78th birthday today, his name is Ken Berry, known for... Actually, his first work was in Mayberry RFD, and then he was in Mama's Family, had a show called the Ken Berry Wow Show. He was a part of the Bob Newhart Show, the Ann Southern Show.
I remember him. He played Vint on Mama's Family.
Right. He was in the movie The Cat from Outer Space and Herbie Rides Again, as you can see the sort of tint of his... or the complexion of his career. So he's 78 today. Happy birthday to him. Played Captain Parmenter on F Troop. Michael Dukakis, former governor of Massachusetts, ran for the presidency against George H.W. in 1988. Made a fool of himself. Born this day, 1933. Also born on this date, 1948, was Marie Lowry, known as Lulu.
If you wanted the sky,
in the movie... And also sung the theme to the movie To Sir with Love with, what's his face, Sidney Poitier. Was in Boom Banga Bang. That was a big movie. A song called I'm a Fool for You, Baby, Oh Me, Oh My. If I could never miss you. That was a pretty good pop ballad as well. Okay, Mike Evans had birthdays. Larry Holmes, the boxer. Roseanne Barr's birthday is today. She is 59, having been born on this date in 1952. Got an Emmy for Roseanne. Isn't she back now? Something.
She was doing the show about the macadamia nut farm.
That sounds heavy.
And she's doing her show on. She's doing a show next season to a sitcom.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Capshaw, who's been an actress, was first in the Indiana Jones movie, I think. Married to Spielberg, right? Isn't that who that? Yeah, she's married to Spielberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Dennis Miller's birthday is today. Got a number of Emmys and stuff for his HBO specials. Been an actor, radio host, etc. Happy birthday to him. And Adam Ant. Real name Stuart Goddard is born in the state 1954. So that means he's 57 today. Happy birthday to him.
Wider aisles, carpeting instead of slippery floors, and easy-to-reach shelves. Some stores are becoming more age-friendly. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Many retailers are paying attention not just to what the boomers are buying, but why they choose where they shop. If the front door of a store, for example, is heavy, someone older may not want to make the effort. Many places have more shopping carts with built-in seats, and now CVS and Walgreens have magnifiers around so labels can be read easily. Whole Foods has wider aisles and larger signs. In some places, finding a senior-friendly shop is easy. The folks on the Upper West Side of New York City, for example, have published a local rating guide. It lists grocery stores according to their amenities, accessible restrooms, seating availability, even where meat and fish are sold in single portions. Phone and online ordering options are listed, too, and so are specific senior discounts. What's next? One group studying what aging boomers will need has suggested to-go beverage cups with handles. And several companies are already redesigning their packaging so items are easier to grasp. The next time you go shopping, see how many brands now have contrasting colors with less clutter on the boxes and much bigger lettering that's easier to read. I found a dry roasted peanut box online that's a great example. I'll link to it on our website. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
We always need more friends in our lives, as long as they're good quality friends. I think I can count, I don't know, one or two, I guess probably two hands. The really good friends in my life. All right, Maria Bailey, who's here from Mom. Yeah, right, Mom Talk Radio. So how many friends, really, definition of friend first, Maria?
I think it's someone that no matter how long you haven't spoken to or communicate, you can pick up right where you left off.
Okay. That's a pretty good definition. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Jen, what about you?
I agree with that. And to add on to it, probably someone that, you know, you have a history with everybody. And I think the history that you have with friendship, you overlook each other's shortcomings. You accept each other for who you are. You laugh. And you just, you know, it's people that you connect with that you just want to be a part of your life. Like on a permanent basis, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of friends. I think there are a lot of friends that come in your in and out of your life based on the season. You know, they come in when you need them. They come out, you know, that kind of thing. But
you think there's a difference between friendship and acquaintance?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I never consider people acquaintances. I always say they're my friends. Do I have different levels of friendship with people? Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Different grades.
But I think acquaintance sounds so stuffy.
Yeah. Yes, here's my acquaintance, friend.
I know. That's like, you're not quite good enough to be my friend, so you're going to be my acquaintance.
Right. Well, I don't think you call people your acquaintance to their face. I think it's just a category in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a way of looking at it. Somebody who was listening to us discuss the business about multiple partners in the last half hour and sort of the formation of our ideas. Actually, that's been a sub-theme of the program through much of the day. Children, you may or may not have heard us, Maria, earlier on, talking about this youngster. This story is actually at DougStephan.com. There are two reasons, maybe more than that, but these are the two best, interesting, and most worthwhile events, if you will, at DougStephan.com today. One of them is the video of the day, which is entitled Naked Republican Girls Having Fun.
I love this video.
Yeah, it's a great video.
It's steamy hot. You got to check it
really
out.
It really is, yeah. You got to check it out, Maria. And then the other story of the woman who opened her door to a neighborhood group, 10 or 12 youngsters, all 10, 11, 12 years of age, and she was joking with them that she was not going to give them candy, in fact, take all of their candy, and the 10-year-old pulled out a gun, and it was a real gun. As it happened, he had a clip for it, but it wasn't in the gun. was in his bag.
Can you imagine? I mean, my gosh. Ugh.
How do you deal with that? Anyway, so
where was the dad? Where was the mom?
Yeah, right. So as we deal with this sort of thing, you know, the different ideas people have on what's right and wrong, that's why it's so hard to have these cookie-cutter rules often, because everybody has a different idea of what's right. Although, generally speaking, I think we can all agree that a 10-year-old having a gun in his trick-or-treat bag is, hello, not acceptable.
No.
All right? This lady sent me this, I guess it's probably food for thought. From childhood, our power was hidden in untold stories. From childhood, our power hidden in untold stories. As Maureen Conley. So, what does that mean? What do you think that means? From childhood, why would that woman have thought of that, listening to what we were talking about? Our power. Children have a tremendous amount of power. You're influenced greatly, Maria, by your four children, are you not? Your dresses, the mind attitude you have toward things, I'd say maybe everything but work is influenced in your life by your children. Is it not?
Yes, and some of my behavior, yes. Yeah, including my behaviors, yes.
Yeah, what sort of behaviors do your children most influence, do you think?
Well, of course, my choices in life are influenced by them, but
give us an example through my kids' eyes. What choices would children influence you most in? Food, clothing,
how
what?
How I spend my money, how I save my money.
Really?
What? Absolutely. You
probably
know,
even in your style of speech. I've noticed a lot of parents take on the style of talking that their kids have.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you noticed that? Yeah.
Why would
you
do that?
I also think they influence just the way I look at the world, because I try to look at the world more through their eyes, because I think what that woman was saying is they have a power because you feel invincible and you when you're a child. And you lose that power, I think, as you get older. You have the power to laugh more. I think you don't realize a lot of... You don't apply a lot of learned biases to what you do as a child. And I think that is a power.
In a way, you almost... I mean, your confidence almost gets beaten out of you more as you're an adult.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a kid, you think, I want to be an astronaut, and you're going to be an astronaut.
You're an explorer as a child.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the world is your, you know, I mean, it's your playground. Yeah.
So, yeah. Go ahead, Maria.
I was going to say, I have a daughter who just turned 18, as you know.
Yes.
And on her 18th birthday, I said to her, one of the things that I appreciate most about you, Madison, is that you look at the world in a totally different way and you handle things in a totally different way than I do. And I really appreciate that. I don't always agree with it, but I think it's kind of cool. And it makes me slow down a little bit and think about doing it in a different way.
But she's so laid back. Okay, but listen for a second. Uh-huh. Your children are a direct result of whatever you are, your parents were, everybody who has grown up, not in my case,
because two of my children are adopted.
All right,
traits that they inherited from somebody else.
No, but I won't say no. They're traits, whatever genetic traits they have, but what their view on the world is going to be based on whatever their environment is, whatever they're exposed to, whatever they're surrounded by. And maybe you, it may be your husband, it may be their friends.
I agree.
If, in fact, they were in a family that was different from yours and they didn't come to you until they were a couple of years old, they'd be influenced by that. But if they came directly out of the womb to you, not unless it's genetic.
Well, I agree with you to the extent that I think some of their disposition and the way they react to those things are different because of genetics. She is extremely laid back. She was born that way. I see a difference in my two biological children and the way she reacts to things. It's definitely genetic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree with you, but I think the way they react to those things is genetically different.
right. Jen?
You know, I think a lot of our behavior, I don't know, I'm kind of, you know, I actually follow Maria on this one because I don't have that example that I live with every day, but I think so much of our behavior is learned, and even if we are genetically predisposed to take on certain reactions from our parents and in our surroundings, I don't know, I think you learn a lot. I mean, I've discovered that I've started handling things a lot like my dad lately, and I used to be more internal about my problems like my mom, and I think it's ever-changing. I don't know. Maybe it'll switch back again. But now when something's bothering me, I'm taking on the role of my dad, where you just kind of let it go, and kind of like you do, Doug. You let it go, you explode, get it off your chest, and move on, where before I think I would internalize stuff a lot more like my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think it flip-flops, maybe, depending on where you are, too, and what you're surrounded with.
Okay. That's good.
That's fair.
All of this, yeah, it is. It's good food for thought, a little more penetrating than some of the usual stuff. Maybe because some of the characters are missing here, we become a little more penetrating.
We're deep.
A little more serious, thinking about stuff. Speaking about what's serious, we were telling you earlier on about what to do, children's clothing for the newborn to age 10 or 12 with heartstrings. How about for the person who's older, other end of the spectrum, people who are used to listening to the radio and want to have a superb quality radio.
Like one, please.
All right. If you have never heard, Jennifer's heard of C. Crane. Mm-hmm. Not sure that Maria has. C. Crane is the company that knows how to make these radios and distribute them. They have become, around the country and around the world, known for their high quality, mostly because they have brought AM radio back to the fore, to the front. It isn't secondary, it's primary. If you're an AM radio user, like I am, and most people who are involved in this business are, then why don't you want to have the best? Especially considering that it is not very expensive, and it is oh so good. C. Crane, you've heard them discussed before by other folks on the radio. They have a number of radios, including the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. The CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. Now, what do you suppose that's all about? All right, Jennifer, take a guess if you don't know what the Wi-Fi Internet Radio is.
I'm guessing that means I can listen to any shows on the Internet and listen to it on my radio. What do you think?
A lot of the Internet radio stations sound like the AM stations. Lots of crackles, pops, boundaries. That is, you drive out of the area of dominant influence, radio station goes away. Not so with this radio. You find the radio station. You can listen to 18,000 radio stations and the Wi-Fi, Internet, all that stuff, with this radio. Can you imagine? 18,000 radio stations without having to pay any subscription fee or sign up for any contracts. None of that stuff. This is worth its weight in gold, this radio, and you can have it right now by getting to the C. Crane Company, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, Doug, let's get rid of the mystery. How do we do this? Well, the great radio... I should say in the plural, this is a great radio, but there are dozens of radios that C. Crane makes. You can find out about them. Get a catalog. Go online to ccradio.com or call C. Crane at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE, which, of course, is tune. And you get a free LED flashlight, LED. I shouldn't say LED, because I don't think there is such a thing. But it's the new jargon. LED. LED flashlight comes with any radio that you buy. You're using the stuff right now that was made and who knows where. These radios are made and used by people who know how to use and how to make these great AM and FM radio combinations. So here it is, 800-522-8863, or you can order online at ccradio.com.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite.
Emergency, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency, feel the good.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. You know, on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid, basically in defense of the millionaire surcharge, says that we need to ask the richest among us to pay just a tiny fraction of their income to grow the economy. You know, it's not a tiny fraction. His surcharge is 5% or 5.5% on top of the enormous percent that these people already pay. And contrary to what Mr. Reid is saying, it's not going to grow the economy. It's going to stifle it. Because what we tax when we tax the entrepreneurs is we diminish their ability to grow the economy. It's a tax on savings. It's a tax on investment. It's a tax on job creation. It's a tax on economic growth. Harry Reid wants to destroy the economy so that he can grow the government. That's not going to be in the national interest. That might be in his political interest, but it's not in our interest. Anyway, get more at shiftradio.com.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
She's so put together, from her shoes to her lipstick. Who's that girl? It's you. Come to Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's and learn how to create the perfect makeup look for your style. From fashionably flirty to classic chic. Then take home travel sizes of All About Eyes and Long Last Glossware SPF 15 and Fireberry free with your consultation. Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's. Everyone will want to know. One set to a client please while supplies last.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Maria Bailey and Jennifer Horn here with me on the Good Day program. Maria, what do your children think of Justin Bieber now that he's been accused of fathering a child when he was about 14 or 15?
They've never been into him. They think he's silly.
Silly.
They don't have Bieber fever?
No, oh, they don't. Man. They always just thought, and by the way, it was 16 apparently.
16.
When he had his first encounter in a, what is it, allegedly a closet or something. Just where I want to pick my first experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And was he the aggressor or is she the aggressor?
Apparently he was the aggressor.
Uh-huh. At 16. What does that tell
and
you?
She was 19.
Yeah, right. Must have been.
He always likes those older women.
Yeah,
he does. For
older women, yep. It's a 50 past the hour on Good Day.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly.
When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
How to become a part of that 1%? Well, there's at least one way to do it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The so-called Occupy movement has focused on the top 1% of Americans who have the wealth as compared to the 99% of Americans who bear the burden. So how do you become part of that 1%? Well, you can always do this. Play the lottery. Powerball, the multi-state lottery, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Last night's jackpot had soared to a whopping $254 million. The winning numbers were 12, 14, 34, 39, 46. Powerball was 36. And guess what? There was one winning ticket sold somewhere in Connecticut. So somebody, or a pool of somebodies, will be heading up to that precious 1%. The odds of hitting all the numbers is 1 in 195. Million. And by the way, I was a winner. I hit three numbers for $7. Not enough to make it to that 1%. So most of us remain in the 99%. As noted by Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat from Iowa, there is economic inequality.
The top 1% of income earners now take home more than half of all of the money in the United States.
And so, Senator Harkin and a few of his colleagues in the Senate are pushing a bill to tax Wall Street in order to cut down on speculation in the stock market. The tax would be equal to 3 cents on every $100 on stock trades, credit swaps, and derivatives, all of which are blamed for the 2008 Wall Street meltdown. Senator Harkin puts it bluntly.
Let me put it bluntly. We need the new revenue that would be generated by this tax in order to reduce deficits and maintain critical investments in education, infrastructure, and job creation.
The Democratic senators supporting this legislation say those who would be subject to the tax can afford it, and it would effectively take volatility out of the stock market. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
So, wondering, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in one right now.
Really? How far?
135,000 miles.
What?
Yeah, that's how far I can go with the warranty on my Mercedes.
Purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz right now with an optional extended limited warranty, and your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And it also comes with roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. So along with our 135,000-mile extended limited warranty, we extend this invitation. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Solid gains on Wall Street for the market. The Dow up 178 points yesterday to 11,836. S&P and NASDAQ with gains as well. Crude oil up 32 cents a barrel to $92.51. Pollsters say the death of former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi and some improving economic conditions could be helping President Obama's poll numbers. A new Quinnipiac University poll showing the president's approval rating increased 6% last month. According to the poll, 47% of Americans now approve of his job performance. Time to check some prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
According to the AAA National Gas Survey, we now stand at $3.43 a gallon for regular. That's down a penny from a week ago. We're about at the same level as we were a month ago. It was a year ago that we were much cheaper at $2.80 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says prices will continue to rise and fall for at least a few months.
There's uncertainty about the economy. Some days there seems to be better news than others, and it's those days where there are some jitters that oil prices fall. So until we see some clear direction for the economy, I expect the volatility will continue.
But overall, says DeHaan, the holiday season probably won't have much of an impact on gas prices. And finally, we have the tale of a toilet. Actually, we're not talking about the entire toilet, just the part you sit on. Let's explain. A few drinking buddies in Tudhoe, County Durham in England, were at a pub recently having a good time when they came up with an idea. The blokes looked around for stuff they could fit over their heads, and they came across a toilet seat. So one of them put it over his head and then pushed it down around his torso.
All right, there we go. Down there.
Oh, really tight fit. So tight he couldn't get it off. He wriggled around for about 2 hours, but no dice. They had to call the fire department, and when firefighters arrived, they said the guy did look rather flushed. Otherwise, he was just fine as they cut the toilet seat off of him. And oh yes, this genius did keep the seat as a memento, probably hanging on his wall. What a lulu of a story, if you know what I mean. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found.
Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll be right back.